Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Bot Flatline Broadcast Network. Marty Trill along the way with Dominic Jimenez. Take you up to the top of the next hour. Be back at the day that was Mike Gundy's out at Oklahoma State. No surprise there. Billy Napier now in Florida probably got the hottest seat among the college coaches right now. There's a few others, but we'll save that stuff for Mike Griffith. He's going to come up and lead it off. Brock Hines with a couple of segments today too. We got a boatload to talk about and really going to dive into the baseball because whether you know it or not, there has been unbelievable squandered leads. Do you realize Detroit had a 15.5 game lead at one point over the Cleveland Guardians? They're within one, are the Guardians, going into Tuesday night action. So Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Byline. Let me tell you something. We're going to be front and center, and the Riches, you know, they're both, Jeff is anyways, Guardians fan. Jen, she's a Cubby fan. So, and the Mets, I mean, they're a mess. They were 21 games over 500. They're 4 games over 500. They go into Chicago, take on the Cubbies. So, listen, there is some crazy stuff going on in baseball, and Toronto's blowing a big lead. The Yankees are within a couple, and the Red Sox are 5 out, but they're hanging on for dear life, and they're north of the border in Toronto starting on Tuesday into a Wednesday and Thursday, and then Detroit comes into Fenway over the weekend. That's where we are right now. So baseball front and center. Dare I miss talking about Baltimore last night? I mean, Derrick Henry is fumbleitis prone. Lamar Jackson took sacks he never should have. And Detroit, after that early season stumble, that first week stumble, Detroit has righted their ship, and they're going to be a huge factor once again. We get it going here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. It's Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe right here on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports here, our Tuesday soiree with Mr. Michael Griffith. Always look forward to it. A lot of people love it. Podcast now, iHeartRadio. We also put it up on Spotify as well, and you can tune in, finding out all the time. We're adding new, my tuner is now Sports Byline, or probably has been for a while. But yeah, iHeartRadio and the whole gamut, plus some affiliates, and at sportsovernightamerican.com and sportsbyline.com. Let's get him in here, our college football insider extraordinaire, Mr. Michael Griffith. Michael, how are you today?
Doing great. Big week for college football.
It is. Let's clean up a couple of the things. Let's start. We don't have to spend a lot of time on these because they're obvious that they were coming down the pike. One in particular, and that's Oklahoma State saying bye-bye to Mike Gundy. No surprise at all, huh? I mean, he knew it. Just a matter of time.
Yeah, at some point, you always wonder about in-season firings and who could be lined up next, if it's an interim, that if they try to go within. I haven't had a chance to really stay close on that story. But, yeah, you could sense Gundy's frustration earlier this year before the Oregon game when he was talking about the amount of money that Oregon was able to spend on their roster and contrasting that to – you know, humble means, by championship school standards that Oklahoma State's, working with. And, that's one of those truths that I think everybody knows, but you're not really supposed to talk about. And, the result of that game, Oregon really put it on him, and it really devastated Oklahoma State, and they've really fallen off. I mean, there was a time Oklahoma State was very competitive. I still remember when Gundy was a candidate for the Tennessee job back in the day. Maybe in hindsight he should have taken it. Who knows where he'd be now?
No question. All right, Oklahoma quarterback, and again, he's been very much prominent in the Heisman talk, but it is actually still only September. But John Mechir looks like surgery on a hand, broken bone. I don't know if this sounds like season ending. I don't think it is. I think it's going to be a healing process, but the surgery is a little bit disconcerting. Oklahoma's been a pleasant surprise in some quarters. Where do you go with this one real quick, Mike? And then we'll get to the real meat and potatoes today. Let me hit real quick on Mechir.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy, kind of throws the race open. Fernando Mendoza at Indiana now, he's the new favorite. Dante Moore at Oregon. Carson Beck, 3. Gunnar Stockton, 4. Joey Aguilar. So, some new Heisman front runners. I think that race, Marty, you got to think it's wide open. There's so much football left, and Mechir was the favorite, but he had a lot of football left too. So it is disappointing for Oklahoma for them to get off to this sore start, and with the defense playing the way they were and the start that Mechir had gotten off to after transferring in from Washington State, it was a best case scenario goes to a really difficult one. And as to the decision, I don't know the complexities of a broken hand surgery or the timeline. I guess it all depends on, the nature of the fracture. But you also got to think with the transfer, how does the NFL factor into this? Does he want to come back another year? Is this decision based on wanting to be ready for the combine? I mean, there's so many questions that we really can't answer right now that are begged by transfer status and the kind of season he was having and what his NFL prospects might be.
No doubt. All right, there's two games I really want to focus on looking ahead. We'll take a sneak peek back, too. But, I tell you, Georgia-Alabama, that and Oregon at Penn State on Saturday night, my Lord. But listen, Kirby, he's got some numbers to protect. What is it, 33 straight at home? But here they come at night. Here comes Alabama. They've had his number, 1-6. But this game is... the game is in Athens, so let's hear as you break this one down real quick on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, Michael. Let me hear. Alabama, Georgia.
As for the background, Georgia's got a 33-game home win streak that dates back to a 2019 loss to South Carolina. Kirby's 17-0 under the lights in Athens. That's kind of a nice little hidden stat there. If you like Georgia, the stadium is vastly underrated in terms of the noise it produces. They were instrumental in a win over Notre Dame in 2019. There were six false starts and a 6-point win, and against Tennessee in 2022, a game pitting two number ones, and Tennessee had five false starts in the first half. So the crowd can get loud, and it can affect the game. Conversely, Ty Simpson playing as good as any quarterback really in the country. When you look at him leading the SEC in QB rating, he's got some tremendous receivers in Bernard and Williams and, Jim Miller, their running back who hasn't played this year. He's reportedly going to be back for this game. Alabama's running game has struggled a bit. I think it will be hard for them to move the ball without the benefit of the run game against Georgia. So that could be really big. Tim Keenan, a defensive tackle that reportedly had tightrope surgery late August. Some reports he'll be back. He would be very big in stopping the Georgia run game. Georgia needs to run the ball to move the ball effectively. Gunnar Stockton is not a guy that's going to make a living standing back in the pocket throwing it 40 times a game. He's got some mobility, but for Georgia, they got to run the ball, stay ahead of the sticks. They have a very efficient short pass game. If you look at their passing yardage, about 2/3 of it comes after the catch. So, it's a lot to unpack right there with both of these rosters. With the matchup, yes, Kirby's 1-6. He has not played Alabama between the hedges. Played him in the national title game and the SEC title game in Tuscaloosa a couple times. But, Georgia fans are holding out hope that they're playing between the hedges can make a difference and provide some inspiration and some distraction for the Alabama offense.
What I find interesting, though, I think Bulldog Nation's a little bit uptight because they feel like Georgia has not really hit their stride yet. So, is that fair? Is there a little trepidation in Bulldog country about the way this team has gotten to where they are right now in terms of being where they are right this spot going into Saturday's game? Let me hear.
Well, coming into the year, there was trepidation. 54% of the players are first or second-year guys, and, you just had 13 guys drafted and 16 guys off last year's team are on NFL roster, so there was a lot to replace. Gunner's a first-year starting quarterback. I think he answered the bell at Tennessee. I think that was a really big step and some validation in his abilities and his poise to come through in the clutch. But it's a hard way to make a living and dying on, a field goal, making it or not making it. And, three out of the last six games, Georgia's won with a walk-off touchdown. The very close game with Georgia Tech in eight overtimes, Texas in the SEC championship game, and then Tennessee in overtime. So there's been a lot of close calls. Georgia continues to find ways to win most of the time, but they're not dominant like they were in 21 and 22, and that's a tough standard to meet now, Marty, when you look at the transfer portal and trying to retain kids and essentially having a salary cap and other schools are able to freely recruit your guys. And a lot of that championship depth, a lot of the guys that would be next man up or in development are gone. And so there's a much larger margin between coaching up the bottom of the team and the top of the team. Is it the result of the portal? It's not just Georgia. It's pretty much everywhere. Maybe Texas and Ohio State have some financial advantages that help them out a little bit. But even those schools, had a lot to replace. And, and haven't necessarily looked in peak form. As we look at the landscape, I don't know that anybody just blows you away and that you say, oh, my goodness, that's the team. But this is a game, Georgia and Alabama, you know, that will have college football playoff implications, I believe. And, you know, for Kalen DeBoer, who already has that loss at Florida State, this is the kind of game that could, you know, provide or propel with some momentum. If he wins and if he loses, it's a two-loss Alabama team. And, you know, I think people, you know, start maybe speculating on his future. That seems unfair and unreasonable, but, you know, we opened the show talking about, you know, Oklahoma State legend being fired, you know, before the halfway point of the season. So, you know, this is just kind of where we're at in college football.
Yeah, I'll say it, Mike. Mike Griffith with us. And, Dom, if we can go an extra minute with Mike, because I do want to get into Penn State, Oregon. But I'll tell you right now, you might as well start getting nervous, Tide fans, because Kalen DeBoer is going to walk the plank here a little bit. They have beaten nobody. And they're going to get whacked by Georgia between the hedges on Saturday. I'm telling you right now, they beat Florida State. I mean, got beat by Florida State. They beat Louisiana Monroe and a horrific Wisconsin team where Luke Fickell's going to get fired. And they're both coming into the game off a bye week, so I don't want to hear excuses from Roll Tide Nation. They're going to get whacked. And not only that, they're still going to play Vandy. Now, granted, they get them at home and there's payback. They got to go to Mizzou, Tennessee. Don't worry about South Carolina, bye week, LSU, and they finish up, obviously, with two games that, you know, Eastern Illinois and then at Auburn. So it's going to be a three-loss Alabama team. That's what I think. And I don't think that should shock anybody, Mike. Real quick, and then let's talk about Penn State and Oregon real quick.
Yeah, I mean, could be. You know, three losses might get them in the playoff. And, you know, as Ohio State proved last year, you know, they finished fourth place in the Big Ten. And they were able to win the playoffs. So it's a matter of getting hot at the right time and being healthy. Mm-hmm. Your matchups, I mean, like you just said, though, there is a lot of football left to be played. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, momentum is such a big part of the sport.
Penn State and Oregon. I mean, you called it a week ago. This is a dynamite spot. It really is. And a lot of people think Penn State will take care of business against the Quack Attack. Give me a quick hit on that, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, Dante Moore, I think he's a pretty special quarterback, and, you know, he's just now kind of, you know, come to fruition. You know, Penn State is, what, 1-3 against the spread? I think they're a 3.5-point favorite. I don't know how much you read into that, but, you know, this is a big moment for James Franklin. I mean, you know, the knock has been fair or unfair, you know, about how Penn State performs in some marquee matchups. I thought they were better than Notre Dame in the playoff, and yet Marcus mm-hmm. Freeman did such a tremendous job. But, you know, we wake up today and Notre Dame's under 500 going to Arkansas this week. So things can change quickly. Maybe this is the Penn State team. I mean, I thought it was big when the running backs came back and, you know, for another year. I know that's why Trevor Etienne left Georgia as far as the draft stock goes. So there's a lot of really talented guys that came back for another year to win a championship. There's going to be a whiteout. You know, Happy Valley is a tough place to play. I've been there. That stadium is raucous. It's a big moment for Penn State football to be on this platform with College Game Day there. And, you know, Dan Lanning, you know, fantastic young coach, but, you know, the Ducks were the only team to go undefeated in the regular season last year, but they ended up with nothing to show for it. You know, Ohio State took care of business against them in the Rose Bowl. So, you know, while this is a marquee matchup, and a lot will be learned. You know, we learned last year that it is a long season. And a game like this, you know, could just be the precursor to a matchup in the playoff if this follows the pattern of last year with Ohio State losing to Oregon in the regular season and only to come back and beat them in the playoff.
Mike, you're the best. I appreciate it, buddy. We will talk to you next week and enjoy your college football weekend, Mike. Thank you. All right, we'll come back.
Yeah, right.
Yep, yes, sir. And Brock Hines will join us here. We'll do the baseball stuff and a whole lot more.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, talking to World of Sports, let's get right to them here. As I long-winded in that first segment here, let's get them in here right now. Brock Hines, oh, baby, here we go, Hinesy. Give me the numbers. Look at these divisional races and look at the wild card. You can talk football till you're blue in the face. I am jacked up for the boys this summer. Go ahead. Let's start with some numbers. Let's hear.
Well, let's talk, Marty, first. Thanks for having me on, as always. You know, one of the things that we are missing because of the wild card, and this is the 64-year-old guy coming out of me, but if we were just talking divisional races alone, two games separate Blue Jays-Yankees, one game Guardians-Tigers-Central, three games Seattle-Houston. I can go right through a National League, not quite as competitive, but that's the one, probably the one that would interest me the most, is doesn't mean anything, and that's the Dodgers-Padres. 2.5 games separate them, but they're both in the playoffs. You lose that, and instead you're getting a battle for mediocrity. It's which 500 team gets in. And since I can't have it my way, you know what, Marty? Even with the battle of the 500 teams, this is exciting stuff this week. And you got baseball battling with pro football, college football, the Ryder Cup. And if you're a WNBA fan, I heard yours and Dom's segment yesterday, there is a plethora, I just wanted to say that word, of sports this weekend, and I don't know where to begin.
I love it, Brock, and I want to see these huge leads. I want to see Detroit pay a price. They have no excuse. They got a stopper in Skubal. They have no excuse. They had a 15-game lead, 15-and-a-half-game lead at one point. Did they not? I want to see the Motown Bengals spit the bit and have the Red Sox, if nothing else, play a major role this weekend in Fenway Park and knocking them out. How about that?
So here we go, Marty. So the team up to this season, the team that's blown the largest lead is our Red Sox at 14 games in 78. In 2012, the A's against the Rangers, 13-95. The Mariners came back from a 13-game lead to overtake the Angels. I got that wrong.
I remember that one, too.
Texas. Twins overtook the Tigers back in 06 by 12.5, and the 73 Mets came all the way back from 12.5. So this would be the largest divisional comeback if the Guardians are able to pull it off against the Tigers. If you remember when we talked at the All-Star break, we said, wow, Tigers really slumping. You know, their 12-game lead or 13 is down to about 7. Then they kind of made it back up, and then it's been an absolute free fall in August and September. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's sad, though, but there probably will be a wild card safety net. But this one's different, Brock. I mean, the Phillies in 64, I think the Phillies blew an 8-game lead with 9 to play or something crazy like that. That one will, in my view, never, ever, ever. I mean, that's just almost impossible. I mean, it's something like that. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it was cataclysmic. But how you blow a 15-game lead is beyond me. I know how you do it. The Mets at one point, now listen, they're singing for their supper in Chicago, and the Mets blew a 45-24 start. Brock, since the All-Star break, they have been putrid amid the backdrop that Juan Soto has put up great second-half numbers. But the Mets are a disaster.
Mets have been 42-54 since June 3rd. So after that hot start, like you said, they've been absolutely invisible. The 64 Phillies, of course, at the helm there was, Gene Mock. And, you know, that's before our time or right about when we were born. And then, of course,
right.
22 years later, really the master of the ultimate collapse of the California Angels against the Red Sox. You know, which one is worse? You know, that one was over a week, and this was just two or three games. Where they had the security guards out, the white-shirted security guards in Anaheim. They had the champagne already cracked in the clubhouse, and the Red Sox put up a big four-spot top of the ninth, and then more in the extra innings. That you know, I'm partial because it's the Red Sox, but that 86 year, if you remember, Marty, not only was that series great, but the Astros-Mets series in the National League was almost as good. 86, to me, was really a pinnacle for Major League Baseball.
Brock, I was in 86, I was walking into Fenway Park, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike Scott, I think he might have gone the distance and beating Dwight Gooden in the Mets in that game. I was walking into Fenway Park for that game against the Angels, and I believe it was Mike Scott that got that victory in October.
I have to look it up. And I can picture the ABC cameras as Lee Wire, the National League umpire, picked up Scott's hat and took it off the field, and umpires get scolded now for taking souvenirs. But I've seen that YouTube so many times. Oh, that was just such great baseball, Marty. And, you know, that's us looking back and, you know, looking at a great ALCS and NLCS. And, hey, we can have it this fall, too, and I hope people get a chance to watch.
Well, 86, you know what happened a couple of weeks later, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And, you know, Henderson, remember, hit the Newsweek sign out in left field and looked like the Red Sox were off and running to win the World Series with that big home run down at Shea. And then look what happens after that, bottom of the ninth. And it wasn't Bill Buckner's. You know, we could do a whole show on Bill Buckner. He's the reason the Red Sox got in that position. Was all the great things he did playing injured. It was John McNamara at the helm and some faulty managing that led to the Red Sox demise. And I'll stand by that. Well, Buckner was a hero.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And you got to remember one other thing. John McNamara fell asleep in the dugout during that game.
He literally fell asleep at the wheel.
Fell asleep in the dugout. Fell asleep. Probably hungover, but I shouldn't say that. But it was probably true. All right, how are you seeing it now with 5 days to go, real quick? Because we're going to keep you for another segment. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk to. How are you seeing it? Let me just go like this. Boston, in or out? What do you think?
I think Boston gets in somehow. I really do. Good thing for them is Toronto is already in. Toronto would like to win the division and avoid the suicide round of the wild card. I think the Red Sox can find a way in.
Detroit, Cleveland. How do you see that?
I'm not as convinced with you about the safety net that the Tigers have because they're a bad first place team. They're not even Seattle. I mean, they're just a game ahead, and they're just a few games in the wild card picture. Detroit could actually play themselves out of the playoffs entirely. That's the second story. Story one is they play themselves into the wild card. Story two is they completely the safety net snaps below them, and they fall completely out. Can I step ahead to the Yankees, Marty? The Yankees got the White Sox. The White Sox in September are the one game below 500. Don't think the White Sox would like to play spoilers. And if they can't play spoilers, the Orioles have been one of the better teams since the second half of the season. 57-49, the Orioles have been since the middle of June. Don't think the Orioles can mess things up for the Yankees either. Maybe these good teams will bring the Yankees up higher. I don't know. But the Yankees, nobody is a lock right now, Marty. Nobody. And I underline nobody.
Yeah, you make a great point about the Orioles. And they fired Hyde, and, I mean, he comes off a year where you can't believe it. and to fire him shocked me. But listen, you cannot win a pennant or a division or anything in April and May, but you could sure lose it. And the Orioles lost everything in the first, mm-hmm. you know, 6-7 weeks of the season. It was simple as that. That's a better team than anybody thought, but they just couldn't get their act together. All right, well, you stay right there because we got a lot to get to. We got to finish up on the baseball, and there's a lot going on, including the robot umps. I think two challenges again. Damn, I got to hear your take on that because nobody better and well-versed than Heinze, Brock Hines, on the umps. He loves them. He probably remembers Ed Montague, and he probably remembers Nestor Shylock. I mean, we are going way back. Way back. So we look forward to that. Don't forget, too, he mentioned it, Ryder Cup, Bethpage Black. The U.S. is going to be very, very salty. Mark my words, they are going to be salty this weekend. We'll get a take for Brock on that. He's a big golf guy as well. As we talk the world of sports. And again, as we head towards the weekend, again, college football, in my opinion, has two games. And we talked about it with Mike Griffith, and that is Penn State, Oregon, Happy Valley State College, whiteout, and then you got between the hedges, Kirby Smart, and you've got Georgia hosting Alabama. Those are going to be outstanding college football games this weekend. So all these cream puff games, for the most part among the majors, have now gone by the wayside. We are going to see a whole lot better football the rest of the way. All right, let's get a little Lola Young, a little I'm Too Messy to Take us into the break, and we'll come back with more Brock Hines on Sports Overnight America.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Talking to the world of sports, Marty Terrell along with Brock Hines. Let's roll right away, Brock. I don't want to waste a lot of time because I get so winded here. All right, Brock, let's do the umpires, the robot umps, two challenges. I don't know. I'll live with it. It's just the way it is. Is it going to slow the game down? I hear not. 15 seconds most at most. I'll believe that when I see it, but baseball is palpable now. We're not, you know, three-hour games are more uncommon than they are common. Where do you go with the robot umps real quick? Let me hear.
I think we got probably bigger problems, Marty, than that. I mean, we're already into instant replay to crazy amounts. So this is just one more thing. We strive for perfection, and we're never going to get it. Players make mistakes. Technology makes mistakes. So at this juncture, I don't have an issue with it. Go for it.
All right. NFL, we're approaching. We're not there yet. We're at the quarter pole after this week. After next Monday night, we'll be at the quarter pole. What jumps off the page? I say the Colts, but I'll get challenged. People say, no, the Chargers. I said, okay, well, we'll see how the Chargers do against the Giants, Jackson Dart, a week from Sunday. That's where I'll go with you. So we shall see. And I get it. You know, Philly wins a game. They had no business winning. I believe in the Rams. Detroit last night made a statement. Where are you right now? Quarter pole approaching after next week. What do you think?
Let's talk. Let's go to Dom's division. Let's go out the NFC West. I think the 49ers are a good story. Well, actually, everybody's above 500 in that division. Cardinals 2-1, Seahawks. And a couple of observations. Watching, being a Rams backer with my pick here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, that was one of the most gruesome losses, the Rams and the Eagles. And I bring that up because, Marty, those type of wins happen to teams that are charmed. And we know, you know what that means. The Patriots were a charmed team with Brady, Belichick. The Chiefs, in, you know, up until the past season, were a charmed team. Everything was, you know, it was always the referees are on the Chiefs' side. Everything seemed to go their way. The Eagles should feel so blessed right now, not because they're 3-0 and undefeated, but they are charmed. That win over the Rams, a team that I think will see them, you might very well see them, I said this last time on here, in the NFC Championship game, they live a charmed life by winning that game, and they should feel blessed where they are right now. That's my take also, too. If you're looking for a couple really quick hits, Buccaneers, good for them at 3-0. Jacksonville, they haven't played maybe teams very tough, but they're at 2-1. They've only trailed for 18 seconds, and that was one of the last plays of the game when they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Other than that, the teams you mentioned, Chargers, yeah, okay, 3-0, they're in it right now, what appears to be. How about that division? Unlike the NFC West, we were looking at the AFC West, a battle, you know, for the top. Everybody's below 500 except the Chargers.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's right, Brock. And I'll tell you right now, Jacksonville gift wrapped that game for Cincinnati. That was the opening week of the season.
They should be 3-0.
Gift wrapped it up. Without a doubt, I'll give you that. All right, when you say charmed, Philadelphia got charmed, all right. Harmed, though, were the Rams. That tush push has got to go, Brock. The guy false starts. They don't call it. I'm not going to pay to watch rugby. This is the National Football League, not the National Rugby League. It drove me crazy. Get rid of this asinine tush-push garbage. I'm telling you, it's a joke, Brock. It really is. And you can't tell me the Rams didn't get screwed on that call. They did.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that went wrong, but the last time that we discussed this on the air, I used the word Bush, and I think it's Bush League. And what we need to do is we need more defenses, especially down near a goal line, because this is where it will happen, to jump off sides like they did in the playoff game last season and cause false starts half the distance to the goal line. Then you're doing inches, and then they eventually warn the defense and said, if you do it again, we're just going to award the points. Let me see them actually award the points. Then you'll hear people scream, and then they're going to realize they have to get rid of it. I think it's a Bush League play. I'm not anti-Eagles. It's none of that. I just don't think it has a place in the NFL.
All right, Brock Hines with us. Let's get to it. I'll tie this all together in one big bow with Belichick, Daboll, Dart, the whole 10 yards. Watch this. Belichick, the buzz has fizzled, Brock. He should have taken TV. He had multiple TV offers. Instead of doing this folly in college football with North Carolina, a better path, I felt, would have been television, then back to the NFL. What about you, real quick?
How many times would you have seen Bill Belichick and the pros have, before the game, not after, before the game, have his wife or any family or any relationship on there, and like he's had at UNC? He's like, you know, Marty, you and I still in our 60s have hope. He's having... I read this in one of the columns. It was a great analogy. He's having a three-quarter life crisis, not a midlife crisis, a three-quarter life crisis with Jordan Hudson. It's a mess down there, and I don't think he's even going to win potentially three games down there. It's embarrassing, and it's tarnishing the legacy that he has.
All right, let me keep Belichick on the plate, though. So Daboll makes a ballsy move. He's going to go with Jackson Dart. He put Dart in last week to hand the ball off. He didn't draft Dart, okay, to hand the ball off. He's to throw the football. So Dart's going to get the start. It has a nice little ring to it. But here's where I want to go. This is a last gasp move out of Daboll. If this backfires, Mara's going to look to a new coach, and is it going to be Belichick, ironically? Let me hear.
Well, I don't know about the last part of it. I haven't gone that far in there. But as far as Dart is concerned, let's put it this way. Russell Wilson, the Giants have nobody to blame but themselves. This is his fourth team in five seasons. So that should really be a telling sign right there. We're talking about a guy who's a 10-time Pro Bowler. And his expiration date hit. And the Giants basically went and bought a can of tuna that expired 2 years ago, and they're getting sick on it. And if you think about it, they got the Saints coming up. If they don't win that Saints game, look at the rest of the schedule. It's not because they're bad that they're going to lose those games. They've got metal coming up in their schedule. They could be, if they don't win the Saints game, they could be very easily 0-8, 0-9. Okay, throw an upset in there. They could be 1-8 by the we get to the halfway pole of the season. They are in big, big trouble. And Dart is a last gasp effort, but I don't know what other choice they have, because what is happening now is not working in Gotham.
You know, Wilson, though, threw for 450 against Dallas, Brock. And they gave that game away. I should have won that game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to defend Wilson a little bit. He threw for 450. Come on now.
Yeah, you can. But if you've watched him in the long run, you know, Aaron Rodgers for the Jets even had his moments at those at times. But Russell Wilson has hit his expiration date. A great guy, very solid quarterback in his day under a great coach, just like Brady was. But Russell Wilson's better days are far behind him. He is the ideal guy to come in when you lose a starting quarterback. See Cincinnati, see about three or four other teams, see Washington. I definitely would want to hand the keys to him. He's the guy that you want to hire as your number two guy, but as a number one guy, he's not a good hire.
All right, Brock Hines, let's get to the Ryder Cup. Here we go, Bethpage Black. I'm jacked up for this, Brock. I think it's going to be unbelievable. I heard some interviews, you know, Keegan, we love him. He's a Boston guy, New England kid, went to, you know, Vermont. His aunt, Pat Bradley, Westford, Massachusetts. You know, Red Sox fan, won at Hartford. You were there when he won at Hartford. Ryder Cup captain, didn't pick himself. That's rare for a New Englander, in my opinion. It really is. That is very, very rare. But good job out of him. That being said, Brock, I like the Americans here. So where do you go? And you think maybe there's a little strife in that NBC booth, huh? Hicks and Gannon, huh? Let me hear.
Well, I texted you. When I've listened to them broadcast, I don't think it's Terry Gannon. It's Dan Hicks. Doesn't seem like I finally heard the two of them actually having a conversation, kind of go a banter back and forth towards. I think it was at down in Atlanta in the finals of the FedEx Cup.
Yep.
But other than that, Gannon is up and coming. NBC loves him because I think he's going to be involved. I don't think. I know he's going to be involved in their NBA coverage, which will be starting in about 3 or 4 weeks. He does gymnastics. He does figure skating. They love him there, and they should. He's very steady, and if you look at his history, former college basketball player at Belichick's haunts there, he's great. He's absolutely, he's solid. I get the feeling listening, and I have nothing to base that on. That's just an observation that you threw me in there. But as far as, you threw me under the bus a little bit. But
Looking
at this, it's how Keegan Bradley sets this course up, which will make him the hero or not. Beth Page Black, I've never played there, but it can be very long. And that is the big strong suit of the Americans. They have a group of big hitting players, and it's not just Scottie Scheffler. There's a group of them on this team, and I'm not talking about just DeChambeau. They can hit the ball a mile. So if he sets that course up properly to play to their strength, he's going to look like a hero. I think that's one of the keys. So we'll see how that all plays out. The other thing, of course, there too is you're going to have raucous fans there, Marty. They are going to be loud. They're going to be interrupting. You're going to hear hoots. You're going to see players back off. I think that is one of the big keys as well. The Americans are -150 favorites. Yeah, that's probably about right, but the European team, I think, is always underrated coming into this. But I think the venue, how they set it up, and the fans will play a big part.
All right, looks like we may have had some technical difficulties there with Marty. Let's wrap this last thing up. Brock, when it comes to the NFL this weekend, obviously you have not fully been invested with what you and Marty have been saying, but I will say anything that catches your eye, because I know you are very much a TV guy, and what catches your eye in that regard?
Well, as far as the NFL is concerned, Dom, I look at what's going on, and I'm curious to see how the teams that came in with backup quarterbacks, I always look for the second week. The teams tend to rally around, missing a starting quarterback in a week where this, we saw blanketed like this. Now I'm curious to see how the Commanders come out, for instance, Dom, and see how they are. And, I always say but they are. I want to see how your 49ers react. I don't know. Are you a Mac Jones believer?
Absolutely not. But when you've got a team built like the 49ers around him, I'll believe in him for a couple weeks at a time.
Yeah, you've heard me say this several times, Dom. He can be Trent Dilfer of 15, 20 years ago, and all you need him to do is steer the car. Like you said, the way the 49ers are built, the 49ers in a very tough division will be closer to the top than the bottom. But the Rams, I think, are still the force with the 49ers in that division. Arizona, I think, will come back to center, if you will. And I think the Seahawks are probably overachieving at this point, although they, if you believe in point differential right now, the Seahawks have put up 88 points in three games, Dom. I mean, that's something. I don't care who you've played. So the Seahawks under new management, if you will, have been probably a surprise in the NFC.
How'd you like my Dominic impersonation? Pretty good, huh? I tell you, this computer, I don't like to go near it. It just does things all by its own. All of a sudden, the mics were muted. All right, good job. Brock, you are the man. Thank you so much. I agree with you. I think the U.S. will get it done. 55,000 on that old polo field in Bethpage, New York. It's going to be a great weekend. Good job out of you, Heinze. Thank you.
Buddy, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
You got it. We'll come back with a two-minute drill. Don't go away.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All right, down the home stretch we go. The baseball, we'll keep an eye on that with Jeff and Jen through the overnight, and we will delight you in the morning hours with the results. It's going to be an interesting week, baseball front and center. I do want to do a little shout-out. I'll tell you right now, CBS hit it out of the park Sunday night. 21st day of September, obviously a takeoff of the lyrics. Do you remember the 21st night of September? That's the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That two-hour special Saturday night on CBS was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Now, I did duck out the last 10 minutes, and I have no idea why. Maybe it was baseball or something. But it was – I'm going to sneeze, too. Excuse me. Anyways, they did a really good job, I thought, CBS. They brought in enough guests like Stevie Wonder, John Batiste, a couple of others. It was extremely well done. Philip Bailey and that group. They, 1969, Maurice White, they were founded in Chicago. And now Philip Bailey, Ralph Johnson, Verdeen White, Maurice is, I want to say his, would be his half-brother. And they're just unbelievable. When you look at the number of hits and 90 million, let me see if I can get the numbers right. I got to get this right. They're 90 million records worldwide. I mean, they're one of the top selling all time bands. Earth, Wind, and Fire, EWF, and they're on tour. They are going to hit the Midwest. They're going to have a very. They're in Vegas for a long time. They're out in Vegas for a month or two. Then they're going to hit. Just before the holidays, they're going to hit the East Coast, you know, Maryland. They're going to do the Mohican Sun, Connecticut. They'll go up to Rhode Island. And then I think they got a few other hits in the Midwest before they call it a year. But they're worth it. I have seen them once for sure, Saratoga Performing Arts Center back in 2015. My sisters have seen them a bunch, and other close friends have seen them as well. And nobody has a bad word to say about them. They're wonderful. Great job out of CBS. Dominic Jimenez, thank you very much. We're back at it on a Wednesday into a Thursday. and enjoy the rest of the night here. Top of the hour updates and Jeff and Jen throughout the night. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight in America.